Rebel FM, Jodie in Canungra, such a beautiful location, and I am with Jean Comley. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jodie?
I'm good. Now, I've been out here once, and that was to see the building of the new medical centre. How did it come about, Jean? Because we've got a special name on the front of the building now as well.
How it came about to build it initially was because the doctor had to move. His lease was running out, so we had to have somewhere. And I had a vacant block of land here, and it was the only commercial block left in town. So he asked me very nicely, would I consider building something? So I said, can't afford that, but I'll talk to some nice people called the bank and see what they do, talk to my son, see what he can do. So between the three of us, we managed to scrape up the money and started the process. But that was in February 2018, and it's taken this long to get it completed.
Worth the wait, though?
Oh, definitely. Definitely for the doctors and so on. For me, I just had to, as they say, suck it up and just wait for all the process to go through, which was very long-winded, very expensive. But we've done it. They're in. They're happy. So it's brilliant.
So we've got this brand new medical centre. Now, it's been named the Mill Park Legacy Building, and the sign has something quite unique on it, a little piece of granite. Tell us about that.
Well, the piece of granite is from Dartmoor, England, and it's Dartmoor granite, and it's a part of the headstone that was being made for my parents, who both passed away in 1999. So my maiden name's Miller, and so I've got Mill. And my mum's maiden name was Parker, so I've got Park. And so we called it the Mill Park Legacy Building. And it is a legacy to them, my family, and a tribute to them as being the best parents.
That's a beautiful story behind the centre. Now, can you tell us, what do we find in here now? Is it just doctors?
Yes, there will be allied services. There'll be pathology, and there will be visiting allied services, podiatrists. I don't know much more, to be honest, than that, but I know pathology was the big thing, and that is something that they're definitely doing. And they have a separate area, so they have access from early hours until late whatever. And we've got two treatment rooms now, which we only had one before in the old building, and much bigger building. They've got three times the size that they had before, so they're very happy little Vegemites.
Well, it's a wonderful coup for, well, the doctors of Canungra, the locals of Canungra, but also anyone actually visiting Canungra. And I'm guessing a lot of visitors make their way here because it is such a beautiful location.
Oh, yes, they do. And the doctors are always open to non-appointment people and out-of-town people, so now they're very acceptable of anyone that needs their services. So yes, it is a great boost, because Canungra is getting busier with visitors and getting busier with growing as well. It's getting a big, big town now.
Well, I think that you're definitely leaving a legacy behind in Canungra. So I think it's very appropriately named. And I think that the locals, as well as anyone that actually utilises the centre, is going to, I guess, have to be very grateful forevermore, because what a big thing to do. And I'm a believer we can do anything at any age. But for you to delve into this at your age, and you are 77 at the moment.
I am now. I was 75 when I started.
Much younger. So that is a big undertaking.
Yes, it is. But I think if you keep your brain active, although it screams and shakes, the body has to follow. So fortunately, I've been lucky and active and, yeah, happy with my lot.
You are going to leave a thumbprint on Canungra for the building. So, yeah, well done. And it's certainly something that'll be well appreciated.
Thank you for that, Jodie.